talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. My good repay at the elderly to Willie, for He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Through the far distant shore, many friends have gone from me. They're singing the victory of God's love I know. Through the valley of death, I'll be led by Jesus. He will carry me through, though I'm weak and alone. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. When that great day comes and I see heaven's glory, I know that my soul will be free from all care. He'll open the gates and bid me to enter. When the rose call up yonder, I know I'll be there. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. I talk with the Lord many nights by my bedside. I ask His forgiveness as I knelt to pray. And if I could repay, I'd be only too willing. For He died on the cross just to save me from sin. There's a light guiding me, I can see heaven's glory, and He holds me steadfast in His way and His love. He's guiding me through temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. It's the moral, decent thing to do. You know, when you sit back what the Lord did for us, and if I could repay, I'd only be willing. You know, that's mm-hmm. at the end of the day, that's a just do, young man, you know. Mm-hmm. Just to try, and you're on the way to try to repay what the Lord, you'll never repay it, but at least you can do what the Bible teaches us. You can offer yourself up, you know. If I could only repay, like I say, you'll never be able to pay for what He did. What He did for us at Calvary. But at least you can do what you can, you know. See, you and I, we worship Him in spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. And, because all our life, that's all we wanted. We wanted to be right with God. And that's why we're on this journey. That's why we're doing what we're doing. only trying to repay the little that we can do, and the only way you can really repay, like it's what did Solomon say at the end of the day, that it's a just duty of man to do that. And that's why we can really truly say, when we do this, what we do him, we do it in spirit and truth. If you have, if you don't have the truth, you're just gibberish. You're just lip service. You know what I'm saying? But see, we got the truth. And then we got the spirit, and God can take that and anoint it. And that's our only passion in life, and to see if we can just do a little bit to repay what the Lord has done for us. That's maybe bottom line. People said I'd never make it. They say I'd never see it through. Did I know what keeps me going? I guess they never have but you. All my life was in shambles. Till they came along. Put my tears into laughter. Lord, you gave me a brand new song. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You gave me a spark. You touched my heart. You touched my soul. All bridges left behind me. Lord, I'm burdened to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never run from nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, I never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me. Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. Voted likely not to prosper, was left hanging over my head. You'll never mount for nothing, that's what most people say. I've been known to be unsettled, never stayed around too long. But Lord, you're the treasure I've been searching for, and Lord, I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on. Lord, I'll never let you go. You give me a smile. You touch my heart. You touch my soul. All the bridges left behind me. Lord, I burned them to the ground. I'm still holding on to the best thing I ever found. The anchor, though the ship's been battered, the anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I sail the raging seas. The anchor holds in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor holds, in spite of the storm. The anchor holds, though the ship's been battered. The
anchor hold, though the sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging sea. The anchor hold, in spite of the storm. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the footprints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand. Standing somewhere in the shadow, you'll find Jesus. He's the one that always cares and understands. Standing somewhere in the shadows, you will find him, and you'll know him by the nail prints in his hand. I shall know him, I shall know him as redeemed. By his side I shall stand. I shall know him, I shall know him by the prints of the nails in his hands.
Oh, what a Savior. Oh, what a Savior.
Oh, what a Savior is mine. Unto the uttermost, he's so wonderful and glorious. Oh, what a Savior is mine. Oh, disappear to the sea. Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall claim victory. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me. Did I remove from near to yonder, disappear into the sea? Speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain shall move, and you will claim victory. Speak to the mountain, you'll not triumph over me.
did I remove from here to yonder, birds appear into the sea, speak to the mountain, speak with authority, and the mountain must move, and you shall claim victory. That really works, but it only works if you believe the message for your day, you know. Mm-hmm. And you're part of that nucleus of people, what Jesus said, in my name. You can only get yourself to a place where you believe. And back then it was just as valid today as it was back then. But see, they were, back then it was all about Jesus. He just resurrected and he said, all power has been given to me, therefore in my name go. And like today it's the same thing. If you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe the message for your day, that this is everything that we're saying here is biblical truth, and you will speak to any mountain, you'll speak to that cancer, and he'll have to go. We're prime examples. He'll speak to that devil and he'll be cast out. We're living, we're not just saying things, we're living them. It works for us, it'll work for anybody. The only thing is, we believe the message for today, you know, mm-hmm. the message for Laodicea. God sent the prophet, and then when he goes off the scene, he sends that chief apostle. See, God always moves on, you know, it's all moving ahead. And you could go back in 6,000 years of biblical history, how God has always moved. Sometimes he stops for a while, then he finds an Abraham, and then he finds a Moses, and then he finds, but the mood, the thing is always moving ahead. Mm-hmm. And then he finds that brother Branham, then he sends us that Malachi 4 prophet, and then he finds the brother Jackson, and then what these people had to go through, and then he finds you and me, and we're just the last leg of the journey throughout this 2,000 years of grace, you know? We're the last piece of the puzzle, so to speak. And if you can get yourself to believe that, just because it's us, that doesn't mean it's not true. It's not valid, because God has always used people. He didn't use a giraffe or a donkey or something like that. He uses people to move on with the program. And here, it just has befallen our lot, because he's found us faithful and to deliver this meat in due season for the hour that we're now living in. And what we're saying here is 100% true. Like I say, if you can only get yourself to accept what we're saying, you'll be doing exactly. You speak to any mountain, no matter what it is. And because God wants us to live in health and to prosper. I would that you would be in health and prosper. That's what the Bible says. But you can't be in health and prosper if you're out there having fun in the sun, living for the flesh. You got to be sold out to the Lord Jesus Christ. And that works. I'll just read you something here. I'll start in... it's Colossians chapter 2. I'll start in verse 2. My goal is that their hearts, having been knit together in love, may be encouraged, and that they may have all the riches that assurance brings in their understanding of the knowledge of the mystery of God, namely Christ. See? And then here's what I'm trying to get to. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. That's what you want. Yeah, these things are, that we're talking, they're hidden. But we decided one day, like you decided when you came to the age of when every girl is looking around for this tall, dark, and handsome person, and you decided you don't want that path. You want to just see what the Lord has for you, which was you made a conscious decision. And that's what you're going to do. And back in the day when I saw the corruption in that system, the Lord wanted me to go to that prayer meeting up in Ireland. And I knew if I go to that prayer meeting, if they find out that I'm going to a prayer meeting when you're in the colony, that's a no-no. You're going to be terminated. So I had to put my life on the line. I had to be willing to lose everything just by simply going to that prayer meeting. And then I was afraid. My wife threatened to report me, so I quit going. And then I saw what happens when you're unhinged from the Lord. The Lord wanted me to go to that prayer meeting. So I decided I'm not going to allow myself to be intimidated by my wife. And sure enough, I went to that prayer meeting that Friday morning, and when I came back, my dad was waiting for me to ask me where I was. Well, I wasn't going to lie, so I just told him I was up and down in a prayer meeting. Well, he says, what's wrong with our prayer meetings? Like their evening service, their church.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I lost my respect for you guys, the way you twist the scriptures, the way you use the Word of God to trap people in, and I've been watching you guys for quite a while, and I don't agree with you with the things that you implement. Anyway, the long and the short of it was, that took a 2-3 year session, but at the end of the day, you're going to be terminated, mm-hmm. and in order to do that, you have to be willing to put your life on the line and to lose it all, and that's exactly what happened. I lost it all, and then I was out here all by myself, you know. He still took everything away from me, and I'm not complaining. It's just that the Lord just did that very thing to, so I could find his hidden treasure that's here, the knowledge of the mystery, namely Christ, and whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If it wasn't for me being terminated, because you will never find your way in that colony. Like it's just that simple. Now, I'm not saying that everybody's going to get lost that's in that colony. But for me, the work that the Lord had for me and for you, you made a decision. That's what you want. You want to see what Jesus has for you. Well, just to make a decision like that, to see what Jesus had for you, you cannot be in a colony if Jesus is going to lead and guide you by His Spirit. And neither could I if once I decided, you know, that's when I'm going to go to that prayer meeting, no matter what. And of course, like you see, it took a 2-3 years. Session there, back and forth, and somebody's going to have to compromise here. If I'm not going to give in, and they're not going to give in, well, eventually there's a parting of ways. Just that simple. But see, that I wanted that treasure. I wanted that. I knew I had to go look for that hidden treasure, and I'll never find it in that colony, because all you'll find in that colony is just more of the same, just whatever they teach you. You're not going to find it. Hidden treasure in that, and they call it a structure, because you can only get what they tell you. You know, they're limited. And like I say, I didn't know what I didn't know in the onset what I'm going to run into. I didn't know that system was controlled by Satan. That Satan is the head. I mean, but see, I had to go out and I had to search and I had to look and I had to, the thing of it is, I had to put my life on the line. I had to be willing to lose it all so I can find this hidden treasure that's in here. And like Paul was saying, after he had done everything, he said, oh, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. And there I could see there is something in there that I didn't have. And I could find it in that Hutterite cult and that club, because it's not in there. How can the devil give you something? How can you find it in there when the devil is in charge of that whole thing? It's impossible, because they'll make sure that you never find it. And I had to go through that to experience all that, so that now we can do and say what we're saying, and we know it's the truth. And then the Lord, lo and behold, He not only gives us this heavenly wealth, He lets us know the day and hour that we're living in, the most priceless thing that anybody can have. And the day and hour that we're now living in is to know where you are at time. And then the Lord gives us that. And like I said the other day, I used to read these scriptures. I thought that's way beyond reach for me. That's for somebody else. But here, lo and behold, we not only know the hour we're living in, we're able to teach other people where we are at time. So it's been, and we got it simply by putting our life on the line and going out there and going on that search that we're here. But that's basically what our journey is all about, and we do it gladly. Heavenly Father, we just want to stop for a moment in time just to I look into your word, Lord, and see what you'd have for us today, Lord. I just pray you'll take what we just read here, Lord, and that you anoint it, and that you can expound on it, Lord. Once again, I say, Lord, use us for your honor, for your glory. Help us to do the little thing that we can do for everything that you did for us back in the day in Calvary, Lord. You put your life on the line. You went to the cross just so that we could live throughout eternity, Lord. And we just want to do a little bit that we can, Lord, to try to repay just a little bit for every agony that you went through, Lord. We just pray you continue to do with us as you see fit. Use us for your honor, for your glory. And most of all, Lord, I pray you'll give that increase. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
That's what I saw during the night. You know, you gotta search it out. You gotta put your life on the line, and then you go search it, and eventually, if you search, you'll find these hidden treasures, and there are tremendous hidden treasures, and that's all we're about, to find out these nuggets, these hidden treasures that's in the Bible. And like I say, you gotta go in there, you gotta dig them out, you gotta be willing to put your life on the line to find these things, because the devil will find out that you're serious. He's going to throw at you everything at you, can't try to stop you, because he does not want you and I to be together. He does not want you and I to have these sessions here. And what does he do? He throws everything at you, and then what they do, they terminate you, and they excommunicate you, and they do everything they can. But see, all things work together for good. All they did to me, everything that they did, like I told my father-in-law when he came into my house one day, and he said, if you don't recant by tomorrow morning, you don't have a house, you don't have a home, you don't have a job, you don't have a family, you got nothing. You don't even have a name. Well, I just simply told him, you'll do whatever the Lord allows you to do. But if your Lord allows it, then it'll work for my benefit and for your loss. And that's exactly what he did. He came up the next morning and terminated me, got everybody to sign me out of that Hutterite cult, which I'm not complaining, because, like I say, and there, just because he did that, and there I found that nugget, that heavenly treasure, that thing that Paul said, oh, that I might know him, the power of his resurrection, the fellowship of his suffering. And because he did that to me, he put me on a course that I had no control over. I had to depend on him every morning to depend on the Lord, and here's the Lord give us the revelation of God sending a prophet. He brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham and then Brother Jackson, and then he tested us and he found us able to continue on with the program. That's all simply because I was willing to put my life on the line, and I wanted to go search out his gold and his hidden treasure that's hidden in the scriptures. And here, lo and behold, we're just about at the last leg of the journey. And we're the two people that can tell the people, whosoever will. We told it, he gave us that living water and told us to roll out that living water for whosoever will. Let him come. Come where? Come to the invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb. That's what we're doing here. We found our place in Christ. That's what the Lord brought us together for.
Without God calling you and quickening you, you know, we're all dead in the trespasses of sins. And once he brings you to the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, in him, in Jesus, are all the treasures and the wealth of this whole world. And there's nothing outside that's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And it says here in Ephesians 2, and you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherein he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ. by grace ye are saved, and had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. See, that's where it is. We can sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And if you've never experienced those treasures, those riches that are in Christ Jesus, you're dead in the trespasses of sin. That's where a lot of the world lies today, mm-hmm. is still in the children of disobedience. And that's what the devil had access to, the fall of man. And he had access to every person on this planet. But because God promised a deliverer to redeem us back to him, and then one day that's what he did. Mm-hmm. He called us out of these this world, and like we were walking lost in this world and we had no purpose. And that's what I can truly tell you. When I was living in that Hutterite system of religion, I did not have a purpose, and I had no, there was nothing that would keep me from wanting to live. Mm-hmm. And then Jesus came by my way, and he gave me a purpose. And that's what we're trying to tell people. It's not about religion. It's about Jesus. And he, and only him, he can do that. And like you were saying, in him, in Christ Jesus, are all the riches, all the treasures are hid in him. And if you can only come to that place where you can, that actually Jesus can come by and want to make his abode with you.
Mm-hmm. You and I, we're completely sold out. Like you're, mm-hmm. you're single, and you're doing exactly what Paul told back in the day. And he told, I think it's the 1 Corinthians 5 or 6.
7.
It's 1 Corinthians chapter 7, where four times I read it. He said, it's better if you remain single. See, you, when you decide that you're going to see what Jesus has for you, you've made the best choice that any girl can make, because in there are all the treasures, mm-hmm. and all the wisdom. There's nothing wrong with getting married. It's just something that the Lord set up. When you come up to a certain age, you want to get married, and that's quite all right. But see, it's exactly what Paul said back in the day. If you do get married, you have to care for the things of this world. So like you're not married, and my whole family was taken away from me because I stood up for truth. I'm like back in John on the Isle of Patmos. He was out on that island because they couldn't kill him, so they figured they'll throw him out on that island. There's lots of just wild animals out there, and the wild animals will get him. But see, God preserved his life out there, and that's where you and I are at. We have decided to follow Jesus, and we're where we are simply because of the Word of God, because we couldn't go along with that outright cult, mm-hmm. because we saw through it for what it's just religion. And then you decided one day you'll see what Jesus has for you, and I decided, you know, when they terminated me, I'm going to go dig out this treasure that's in there. I know about that same time, I know a lot of people that came to that crossroad, that whole charity group, and that Stolz, a lot of people in that college, they left. But what did they do? Did they pursue truth like you and I did? No, they wanted to start up their own business, and eventually they did get a business. I remember that door. He was in that North Battleford group about at the same time, and for some reason or other, he saw through their cracks, and he left that place, and then I know, I remember sitting at this table there, I decided I'm going to follow Jesus. I wanted to pursue this treasure here. And he decided right then and there, he had some kind of a business with pigs, and he decided he's going to go into the construction business. And he made himself very wealthy with that construction business. And he's got so wealthy and so good that in the wintertime, he's got a place down in Palm Springs, California, where he goes to for the for the winter, you know, and he's got it made now. He's building all these buildings, just building here in town. He's just putting up that 20s restaurant there, Racine, and he's very successful. He's got people working for him. But see, he pursued, that's what he wants to do. He wants to go into the construction business and get himself wealthy and rich. Well, you and I, we decided we're going to go into the this heavenly treasure here. And like I take inventory and finally realize that we made a better decision. You know, we made a decision that's a decision throughout eternity. And then if we continue to do what we're doing and be faithful to the end, we're going to have something a lot more than a place down in California where we can go for the winter. We'll have somewhere to go for throughout eternity, because we have sought this here scripture. We wanted this treasure, this hidden treasure. And there are hidden all the treasures. And they're all in Christ Jesus. And the only way to get that is the way what you and I did. We made a conscious choice. That's what we're going to do. And that's what we want. That's what we want above everything else, is to follow Jesus and to just do what the Lord has for us. Like, thy will be done, you know. Everybody prays, thy will be done, if they get down and pray the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. See, we're not just talking about it. We're actually committing our ways to the Lord. That's why we're doing what we're doing, simply because we decide, Lord, one day we decide, Lord, use us for your glory, because there's nothing in us that has any, that can contribute anything towards the Lord. The only thing we can do is surrender to him, surrender our ways and our will to him, and then he can use us as he sees fit. And then, lo and behold, he gives us that revelation of that midnight cry, and lo and behold, he gives us a website, and he gives us an electric car. He does all that. We don't have nothing to do with it. All we did, one day we decided we want to dig out this heavenly treasure. We want this heavenly treasure that's in Christ. And then he just kept leading and guiding us on. Like I say, he led us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and then to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And we sit back in awe and amazement and how he has led and guided us, simply because one day we just surrendered. Mm-hmm. We said, Lord, use us for your honor, for your glory. Now here, we've been given the responsibility to tell the whole world, 7 continents, about where we are in time. We're the only 2 people that know where we are in time. We're not bragging about all it. We're just humbled by the fact that God saw us and heard our cry and tested us, and then we surrendered our will to him, and here we are doing what we're doing. So that it's a tremendous responsibility to send this message all around the world, to let people know where we are in time, and to invite them to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And this is that living water that the Bible talks about. Come and drink out of the waters of life. And like I say, if you can only get yourself to a place where you can believe what we're saying, then you will go speak to that mountain, and that mountain will move. You'll speak to that cancer, and that cancer has no other option except to do exactly what you're telling them to do. But you got to be willing to put your life on the line. You got to be willing to speak up for truth and to believe what we're saying here. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, because we have decided that we're going to give Jesus our all. When we came up to that age of accountability, when we came up to that around when you're 21 years old, you come and become an adult, and you now make your own decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And when Jesus comes your way, I said yes to the Lord, and I wanted to follow him, and I wanted to have all what he has for me. And like it says, like in Corinthians 7, that if you're married, you don't sin, but you have to please things in the natural. Mm-hmm. But if you are single, then you do everything you can to please the Lord, and that is your first and foremost priority and desire, is to do the will of God, and you don't have anything to hold you back from doing that. Now, when you're married, you have things that like you, the cares of things that you have to have responsibilities to your children and to your husband or your, to your wife, and that's just a natural thing to do. But if you remain single, then you can pursue the things in the spirit and how you can please the Lord and be of service to Him.
Amen to that. And you see, you're not tied down. You're mm-hmm. free to be about the Lord's business. And I'm free. Once I got terminated, I was free to make my own decision. It's no more that colleague that has charge of me. I can now decide if I want to follow Jesus or if I want to go out and make a business for myself. I was electrician in a colony, and I was driving down the road one day, and I wondered, what am I going to do in my life? Well, I decided right then and there, I'll see what the Lord has for me. I'll ask to lead and guide me by His Spirit. I didn't go and pursue that a business. You know what I'm saying? I was just about the Lord's business. Lord, here I am. Use me for your glory and take me places where He took me places, just like it's old Peter. Peter, when you were young, you did your own thing. But when you get older, there's somebody else that's going to lead and guide you to places where you actually don't want to go. And I tell you what, the Lord led me places where I didn't want to go. I didn't want to do the things He wanted me to do at first. But now I'm glad I surrendered. I'm glad He could finally take me places where, now that I'm older, I love nothing more than to do what we're doing. Get up early in the morning around 5 o'clock and pray in the day and do what we're doing. Have a conversation, take it out, put it on the website. And because someday it's gonna pay off what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now we're not very popular and people turn up their noses at us, see if they can find a reason to mock us. But that's all right, because we're looking at the end picture. At the end of the day, it's going to be what counts, not what's going on right mm-hmm. now. Of course, you'll be persecuted. You'll be shunned. You'll be terminated. But that's all part of the program, because that's what happened to the apostles back in the day. They were treated like scum, the scum of society, and that's exactly where you and I are at. But that's okay. We don't mind, because it's the power of God unto salvation. That's what we're doing. We're not shunning away from the cross of Christ, because Paul said it's the power of God unto salvation, mm-hmm. and there and that persecution package, and nothing better than that. That's a journey that I, after a while, you get to liking it, because it's part of the program.
That's right, and it's like. And the unsearchable riches of Christ were given to us in the grace age.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful age of what the men in the Old Testament, the prophets, they desired to look into it,
mm-hmm.
because there was something they prophesied and they were wanting to look into that, but it was not given to them.
Mm-hmm.
And then here in the 2,000 years of the grace age, the unsearchable riches, the mysteries of the Godhead, of who God is, and the whole redemption program that He had invested in the Lord Jesus Christ was opened up to us in the grace age. These are the unsearchable riches in Christ Jesus. And it's an age that can never come back, because it's now in the past. It's now history. But we can speak of the unsearchable riches of that was hidden in Christ Jesus, and these are the treasures that God opened up in the grace age when He allowed Paul to into the mystery. And Paul had such a great access into it, because that was the first church age messenger that would bring in the grace age, where you can read it in Ephesians how much was invested in the first church age of Ephesus, because of it lit the candle for all the other churches down through time. It really stirred the hearts and the mind through all those that would have access, and that the unsearchable wisdom of Christ would be revealed to in the ages to come, in the seven church ages.
Mm-hmm.
And we had access to, and in the latest Sia church hour as well, because the Son of Man was being revealed because of what was lost through the dark ages. And then we too had those, like when I came to the message of the day of Brother Brenham and the Brother Jackson, like I can never ever describe what I felt when I walked into that atmosphere, that holy anointing that came down. And that was all the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because it was that anointing of the Lord Jesus Christ that was once again here in this end time, revealing to us the mysteries of Christ Jesus. Those hidden treasures was once again restored in the Laodicea church hour. And we had access to that.
If you can hear us and listen and believe what we're saying, You'll never be able to go through what we had to go through. And you don't have to, but you can have the same treasure that we have if you can only get yourself to believe what we're saying. Because mm-hmm. the Bible says, he that believes a prophet and the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward.
Mm-hmm.
And God is a straight shooter. He has put his word above his very name. I don't know exactly where that is, but I read it one day. He that believes a prophet and the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. You don't have to, like I say, you don't have to go through what we went through. But if you can only get yourself to believe it, that's all you need. That's all that's required of you. And you will receive someday the same reward that we're getting, because the Bible is true to form. Like I say, he that receives a prophet. When I heard about Brother Brenham, I believed it with a passion. And then the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Jackson. And as long as we're faithful to the end, we are going to have that same reward that these people had to go through. Look what they had to go through. 40 years of preaching, being kicked from pillar to post, and all that. And here all we get, the same reward that everything they went through, when that reward will be handed out, if we can only get yourself to believe what we're trying to tell you here. You don't have to get discouraged or depressed because you missed the grace age, you missed all that. All you got to do now is believe what we're saying, and somehow, some way, God only knows, you're going to end up at the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you're going to be in that millennium reign. You won't have to go to this judgment seat of Christ, or to this hell that's coming, to the day of the Lord, and an exit route out of here. You can only get yourself to believe what we're trying to see here.
In Matthew 10:41-42, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man reward.
Yeah, there it is. You just got to take the word at face value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's
mm-hmm.
like we're saying. We decided one day, you decide one day, you're going to see what the Lord has for you. And when I was terminated, I want to find out this heavenly treasure in the scriptures. And now here we are, 30, 40 years later, and we got this heavenly gold mine. We can not only have it for ourselves, we can tell it to the people that care to listen. And it's theirs too, you know. They can only get themselves to believe what we're trying to say here. That's all you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to go through what we had to go through. And we gladly do it again.
Right.
The only joy we get out of life is if we can find somebody that listens to us, you know, that's got an ear to hear us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, we don't want nothing from this world. As long as we got food and raiment and a meal a day, that's all we want.
That's right.
Just to survive.
Mm-hmm. There is no greater joy than to serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen to that.
Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, give you thanks, Lord, for allowing us to go into your word, Lord, and to pull out those hidden treasures, Lord, that are all hidden in Christ Jesus, that he paid a price for us at Calvary, Lord, and made it possible for us to we partakers of that heavenly, glorious gift, Lord, that you've given to mankind. We just want to give you thanks, Lord, and just want people to know what you've done in this hour, Lord, and in times past, Lord, and what your future plan is for mankind. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.